this is the Ralph Winterroad Show, and I'm Ralph Kermit Winterroad out of the far north, True Seeker, and I have Nancy Grant that has chosen to take a stand in Florida concerning the unlawful practice of law. Are you an attorney or counsel at law, Nancy?
Oh, no, no. I'm a mother, a civil rights activist. I have a high school education. I spent 4 years in Honduras in Central America as a missionary, living without electricity and running water the whole time. It was quite a good experience. But I, you know, when I established the Christian Party in the year 2000, and I have understood why I did that after I did it, was that in the Bible, when the Israelites went to war, God always had them take the Ark of the Covenant before the army, and they would always win. They would never lose, as long as they did that. And that's what God did in my life. He had me establish the Christian Party, and he placed the Ark of the Covenant in it. And I'm not going to lose. They're not going to be able to beat me. He promised me that. Before I went to court on February 27th, he brought to me Jeremiah 1:18, and he said, "Behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, an iron pillar and brazen walls, against the whole land and against the kings and the princes and the priests thereof." He said, "They will fight against thee, but they will not prevail." So they're not going to win in this. I'm guaranteed.
Well,
that.
I would also caution you to remember what David did. He grabbed a stone and he gave it a heck of a throw.
Yes.
And I
was talking to a pastor in Wachula, which is only 30 minutes north of my home. And his wife is a paralegal, and I was telling him about the 454.23, because when it goes down, the Florida bar monopoly goes down with it, because, you know, I already have so much, you know, behind me that it's like the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. I have on nancygrant.info, that's our website that's going to be up soon. I ordered a billboard to be put up. nancygrant.info is going to have my whole story. It's up now, but we're rebuilding it. And on there is you can click the document to get the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. went in with the Federal Trade Commission, and they did a response to the Massachusetts bar in 2004 and just flat out told them that they could not define unlicensed practice of law, and if they tried, they'd file an injunction against them. So, you know, it's very clear that the state here cannot do it, but the fact that they have done what they've done, it's going to come back on them, you know, in time.
Well, I have a question. Down there, you're saying, because I know that Alaska, they're doing this all over. They put people into these prisons, and they do everything to beat them down, to plea bargain. They lie to them. The attorneys never talk to them.
Right.
They show up when they have the arraignment, and they've never even seen this party. They show up in the trial. There's no homework done. I mean, it's all a grid ruse.
Yeah, so we're having our prisons are being filled up with innocent people as well as guilty. And then once they're there, they're denied access to the courts, and the courts manipulate things, and they just can't get out.
And I'm sure they all have access to Westlaw and well-stock law libraries, right?
Well, they have access for like one day for 3 hours, one day a week, just in that day for 3 hours. It's not like they can walk into a law library.
Pardon my French, but a good attorney couldn't do anything in 3 hours.
Right. You know, and if that's pro se and they are studying for themselves, it's very difficult. You know, once I established the Florida Pro Se Bar, I'm still getting letters from prisoners that are asking for documents and, you know, what can I do because my attorney's not contacting me. This is my story. You know, I'm just getting all kinds of mail still that I'm going to be filing in the federal court showing, you know, that this is not just a Nancy Grant issue. So, you know, I'm fully expecting to prevail. And in fact, the night that I was found guilty,
hold that thought, and we'll be right back. I hear the music again.
I'll tell you that.
We'll be back
for
another break. Okay.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, and I have Nancy Grant on. You were, go ahead, what you were talking about.
What I was going to say was the last day of the trial, they had about 25 court watchers there, and one of the state attorney told one of the court watchers in the bathroom that night, or when the jury convened and found me guilty, like he already knew, I was going to be in jail that night. And so when the jury convened at 9:30, and then when they deliberated and they came out with a guilty verdict, the judge thanked them and they left the courtroom. And then the judge looked down and he wouldn't look up. And the only ones that were in the courtroom at that time, the 25 people approximately, they went home because it was like 9:00. It was the attorney and I, and my son and his wife were on my side, the defense side. And on the prosecution side, there were about 10 cops. There were a lot of attorneys there. The state attorneys were all there. And the judge wouldn't even look up, and he said, "Ms. Grant, you've been found guilty of 19 counts of unlicensed practice of law, but I'm withholding adjudication." And he said, "You'll be back here on September 25th. And then he spoke to the probation officer, and he says, "You have a $50,000 bond. You've already paid your bond, so you may go." I wasn't in there but 5 minutes, and the judge looked up at the state attorney and said, "Do you have a problem with this?" And of course, the state attorney said, "No, sir," real quick. And then my attorney was like, "No, sir, I don't have a problem." And my attorney said, "Let's go." And we were out of there in 5 minutes. And when I turned around and looked back, when I was walking out of the courtroom, they were all still standing there like they were in shock. Because here I'd been found guilty of 19 counts. That's 95 years in prison. Even if it was consolidated, it was 5 years, and it was God just had me in this little bubble anyway, because when I went into the courtroom, you know, I didn't know whether what was going to happen, but I was prepared to go to jail. And I was going to start, I thought, well, I'll start teaching the women how to file and teaching them their rights. And so I was kissed my husband goodbye, went up to the courthouse, and I didn't know if I was coming home. But I did. I walked out of the courtroom that night, and I felt like I was walking out of the lion's den. I mean, God just did that. And this whole thing...
Have they had a sentencing hearing yet?
That's on the 25th of this month. Mm-hmm. Next Tuesday, a week from Tuesday, mm-hmm. at 1:30. But he's talking about putting me on probation. He did order the probation officer to contact me, and I've already gone over. And I spent 2 hours on Thursday this last week. I went over there Friday. It was Friday, and I went over there and spent 2 hours talking to the probation officer, and I got a chance to testify and give my faith. And she can see, after a two-hour talk about my life, she could see that what I was doing was it's my religious belief. It is me. It is me serving God, because I help people. It is what I do. I spent 4 years in Central America as a missionary. I help people. It's because that's what God does when he works through us. And the 4 years I spent in Central America was so hard. I just battled there. And once I learned to, I couldn't live like that without electricity and running water. You know, I'd only camped in the States with my parents going to Ohio on vacation for a weekend or something. And to live for 4 years without electricity and running water, it was more than, I didn't know I was going to be there 4 years, but it was more than I could bear. But then I found that place hadn't changed. I did, and I learned to love it, and I was happy there. Then God brought us back, and within that year is when my children were taken. And when my children were taken, that six-month-long battle, that made Honduras cheesecake. That was nothing compared to what I went through.
What was the reason for them taking your children?
Oh, yeah. What?
What was the reason for taking your
children? They said that I was going to kill my children and kill myself. My brother-in-law.
Oh, really?
My brother-in-law Baker racked me because I wouldn't pray with him. I told him we wouldn't pray. I said, we don't pray to the same God. I was a Seventh-day Adventist. He's a Baptist. He came over to my house one night because I called him. I didn't have a driver's license because I'd come from 4 years in Honduras. I called him and asked him for some grapefruit juice because my husband had a migraine headache, and that's what he wanted. And when he came over, he wanted to pray with us, and I said no. Because all the years that I'd been a Seventh-day Adventist since 1972, and this was 1984, he wouldn't even let me bring a Bible into my sister's house to pray to have prayer, Bible study with her. And so I was polite. I just said, no, I don't want to have prayer. We thanked him for bringing the grapefruit juice, but he got mad, and he Baker-acted me with one signature. Said I was a religious fanatic, prepared to die today or tomorrow. And so the police came to my home the next morning, just walked in my house and picked me up and hauled me out. That was in 1984. Put me in a mental place, you know, saying I was suicidal. I was kept there for 2 weeks, and they said she wouldn't hurt anyone. That was a diagnosis. I had a preoccupation with religion, and they said that I was a very passive person. I wouldn't hurt anybody or myself, and they let me go. And,
let me ask you this. Do they not have in Florida a speedy trial rule?
Sure they do, but it's not adhered to.
What is it?
Days? I wasn't arrested. It was just the police did not arrest me when I was Baker.
No, I'm just talking about all these other people that are languishing in jail there. So if there's no motions or anything
What
filed.
Happens to them? What happens to them is that when you're arrested and you go into the jail and you're appointed a public defender, or you hire a private attorney, you don't go before the judge. You just go in there and you're just there. And then the judge, the public defender or the private attorney waives your right to speedy trial without their knowledge or without their permission. Because once they ask for a continuance, it's automatic waival of speedy trial. That's what they're doing. So once the speedy trial is waived without the prisoner's knowing or knowledge of it or accepting it, then they just continue until the inmate client gets to the point where they will take a plea. So if they sit
Let me ask you this. Are they, because this is what I see up here, is they will have these quote, hearings, and the prisoner isn't even there. Is that what they're doing?
Yes, that's what they're, yes, exactly, you're right, because what's going on in this courthouse of mine, I found that this is not just going on here, it's going on in all 67 counties in Florida. And then I wrote a letter to Washington, to court, to the United States Supreme Court, and I told them, this isn't just going on in Florida, this is going all over the country. Our prison system is growing because the attorneys are all racketeering, and just it's a one-way highway to the prison system. And once they have them there, they don't let them go.
Do they have a preliminary examinations in Florida?
Do they have what?
Preliminary examinations.
No. They don't have anything. They just go in jail and you sit there until you take a plea. There isn't
okay,
anything.
Okay, now if you were charged with a felony count, right?
Yes, it's a third-degree felony.
Mm-hmm.
It changed the year I ran for judge. When I ran for county judge, I was sitting in my dad's house reading the Constitution, and it said that if the county had under 40,000 people, you didn't have to be a member of the bar. So I said, okay, I'll run for judge. I got collected my signatures. I got on the ballot. And then I was sued by a local attorney. But later on, I found that they changed the statutes from a misdemeanor to a felony exactly the same month I was running for judge and was sued. It had been a misdemeanor since 1925, but from 2004, from February to June, is when it was changed, exactly those months. They changed it to a third-degree felony.
Well, let me give you a couple more things for thought here, because I've researched this in great detail in Alaska. And it's the same thing in the, quote, federal courts, which I'm going to be posting on here, and we're going to blow those folks out of the water, because the thing that they have done in 1948, and I find it interesting, in 1949 in Florida, they did the integrated bar. But what they have done is they have eliminated the preliminary examination where a party goes before an independent judge. And he comes in and swears under oath, giving testimony, as to what he thinks is going on, if it's a misdemeanor, or somebody will bring a charge in as a public officer or along those lines, and he will say that you committed a felony. And then the independent judge then finds probable cause to go before the grand jury. And the grand jury, a common law grand jury, is composed of 23 sitting in one alternate.
Twelve then are supposed
to find you probable cause to proceed forward, and then once you go to the jury under the common law, you're supposed to have 12 people that are not citizens of the United States. They're supposed to be citizens of Florida.
Yeah, well,
that is a trial by jury of your peers.
Yeah.
When you take on that fictional status, and I will guarantee you, I don't know if you recall it, but somewhere before that jury was set, they ask, is everybody here a citizen of the United States? Did that not happen?
I don't remember that particular. I don't remember if that happened.
Do you know how important that is? That's like saying, would you like to sit in a court where we have Christians with inalienable rights, or would you like to sit in Babylon where Congress has the full power of attorney, the other
there,
side? That's
there
how
was
important
so much
that is.
Done wrong. You know, mm-hmm. There was so much wrong.
It is overwhelming because everything going on there is one great big corrupt treasonous act from beginning
to
end.
Yeah, there are a lot of things. I only had 6 people on the jury. I should have had 12. So I'm looking at filing a void ab initio that just, you know, there's things I'm going to be doing. So, you know, we'll see.
Are you aware that in the Florida, Florida court down there has held that the public interest rise above the interests of the client? Are you aware of that? Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, I lost you there for a second.
My husband
was asking, are you aware that in Florida, they have held that the public interest rise above the interest of the client?
I don't know.
We're going to break. We'll be back in a minute here.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska, and I have Nancy Grant on, and she's telling me about this unlawful practice of law that gets so ridiculous that you can't even provide a document or do any research for somebody that wants your assistance that's incarcerated. Is that not true?
Yeah, well, that's what they're trying to do, but I don't believe they're going to be successful. They're going to... fail.
Are you aware that these attorneys, now this is, there's two things that when I was researching this out this morning here, this is out of 40 South 2D902. It's you probably read this petition of the State Florida Bar Association.
Mm-hmm.
And they very succinctly state in there, which is an interesting statement, and I'm going to read this. On the theory that he is an important factor in the administration of justice, this court has held that a lawyer's responsibility to the public rises above the responsibility to his client. Is that a scary thought?
His responsibility is to what?
Yeah, it is to the public, is above the responsibility to his client.
Well.
And see, that means that we are no longer in charge, and you will find in the professional rules of conduct or in the Florida bar rules that an attorney holds three allegiances. One is being an officer of the court. Two is to the client. And three is to make a reasonable living doing what he's doing, money. Now, the Bible talks about two masters. I wonder what it would say about three, especially if one of them is money.
Yeah. Well, they're all committing treason. So in the treason, they have to, I guess, hang or leave the country.
Well, the definition of treason has a lot of different meanings, but the Supreme Court put a ruling on a long time ago is when you present the laws of the United States, and two or more people proceed with the intent to wage war on the laws of the United States, that then rises to the level of treason.
Yes, and that's what they're
doing. That's what these people are doing.
Yeah.
Because you
when
put
the judge
the
announced that he was not going to have any First Amendment arguments in his courtroom, he is waging war against
that's
the Constitution.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So this isn't, you know, we're just getting going here. I mean, this isn't over yet.
Well, it's an astounding thing that these people are doing, and they're so far outside of the law.
Yes.
They wouldn't know it if we walked up and bit them.
Well, you know, everything sort of starts in a small way, just like 84 when my children were taken. My brother-in-law, his brother was the clerk of court, and he just got mad, so they were like, we'll show her. And it turned into a big thing, you know. It went national documentary, got the children back. So this thing here started with a you know, when I ran for judge and, you know, I exposed them in this county what they were doing. It was just a little personal vendetta, but it's grown into a very big thing. So, you know, they start small and it, you know, they didn't realize, I don't think they even realized what they were doing until after the fact.
Do you know, because you've been involved with child custody, are you aware that the judge has a contract behind the scenes with the Department of Revenue, with the child custody, with the attorneys, with the cop shop? Are you aware of all that?
Yes. And I'm aware also that our birth certificates are their contract on us, that we have to publicly, we have to file that we are not to be used as corporate property to make money. That needs to be publicly done. It's our birth certificates that they use when how the state seizes control of our beings. So
what they're really doing, you will find at the root of every one of these, and I've spent years researching this, and every time it goes back to that citizen of the United States. As soon as you enter the portal into the land of Oz and take on that fictitious status, you've sold your birthright, just like the prodigal son did, and until you leave that fictional land and get back to reality, our Judeo-Christian values of the inalienable rights come from the Creator. They absolutely, positively are not granted by Congress.
Yeah, I agree.
And that is the source of the problem. It's just like the prodigal son. He wanted to get paid off. He got paid off. Well, look what happened. He entered the world out there, and then he decided it was probably a good idea that maybe home wasn't so bad.
Yeah. Well, I'm
and
not
that's what
diminishing.
We have done.
You know, I'm not diminishing that what I've been through this year is not. It has been hard, but in comparison to what I went through in '84 when they took the children, it hasn't been. I haven't been crying myself to sleep every night, so the pain is not there that I went through in '84. So. You know, I put myself in harm's way. I knew that it was a third-degree felony. They said in the response from that I got from the Florida Bar with the 12th Circuit Unlicensed Practice Law Committee, they said they would pursue injunctive relief against me in the Supreme Court if I didn't cease and desist whatever they were saying I was doing, preparing legal documents. But I didn't stop.
Well, there's something else that I would put out there for you to consider. Is that all of these attorneys are violating their oaths under the professional code of conduct, because if you go read that very carefully, they're supposed to stay in contact with the client. They're supposed to get around
and
tell the client the things
they
can't
are.
Do.
But I have but I have testimony now that I didn't have. See, I was going around the courthouse talking from time to time. I actually set an appointment and talked to the clerk of court here and told her that they were racketeering, but I was just blowing hot air. I had to do something. So it's not like I planned this, but God led me into forming this and Florida Pro Se Bar.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be going to break, and then we'll be back for a long segment here, and then we got a caller.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, and we've got Nancy Grant on out of Florida. That has been charged with unlawful practice of law and found guilty. Sentencing is coming up on the 25th. We got a caller, Greg. Go ahead, Greg.
Yes, Ralph and Nancy. I want to thank you for the program. It's just unbelievable to hear what's going on. And it just sounds to me as I listen to the program. I mean, we're talking about losing our freedoms. I mean, it's amazing to hear the testimony this woman has of helping people, and I'm in a situation where our children have been taken from us by the state, with no charges against me and my wife. And as we've been involved now here in Pinellas County, Florida, watching what's going on with the families, they're doing the same thing. They're raping people of their rights. The rights to have children. I mean, it's literally. I mean, trying to control everything we do. It's just tyrannical to see what our government's become. And it's all for the filth of money, the love of money. These people, it seems like they would be happy to have a woman like this in our court system working but see, they're locking people up here in Florida just by the hundreds, the prisons and the whole system. It's just really sad. And Nancy, I'm just so glad to hear your whole story. I mean, what a powerful, I feel this interview should be played all over the place so people can hear what's
going
on. I'm
going to try to do a YouTube once my website is reconstructed and I have the billboard up. I'm going to do a YouTube My suggestion, I don't know, with your children are taken now.
Mm-hmm.
Have your children been taken from you now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have an attorney, or are you representing yourself?
No, we're representing ourselves, and this is the 3 years. This is a situation where our daughter got accidentally bit by someone else's dog here in Pinellas County. I don't know if you heard about FreeOurKids.com.
Mm-mm.
That's gone out to show what's
happening. FreeOurKids.com?
Right.
That's the website?
Right.
Okay.
And but it's just sad. It's just sad to hear what's going on in our system. And you know, it's just, you know, it's like Patrick Henry. It's going to take the people coming together.
Yes, it is.
As a community, because we're not going to get our justice through the court system, because they're networking together. They're a real tight group of people, and they're all covering for one another. And what happens, we're divided as a community, and we need people to get us rallied back together.
Right.
And because what happens is, I mean, they're doing this one at a time to everybody. That, like you said, they've got people well warehoused in their jails and in the prisons, and these people have no one who will defend them. No one cares for them, and I believe the Lord God is hearing the cries of these people.
Yes, he is.
And
yes,
what happens is, it's going to take a revival in our land where people turn back and say, listen, This what's going on is, it's got to stop.
Yes, it does.
And I mean,
I
if
agree.
They can come in and steal our kids and illegally lock people up.
I mean, they did that to me when the morning the police came to my home. They just walked in my house, picked me up, and hauled me off. I had no idea what was going on. Back then, I was wearing long dresses. I was a vegetarian, homeschooling my kids. I had just come from being a missionary in Central America for 4 years. My daughter was born there. So, you know, it's amazing what they can do.
Have you thought about going to the churches? Have any of the churches opened up their doors to you?
I've had some ministers, because I formed the Christian Party, actually. I've had two people call me the last 2 days that we're going to get the Christian Party website up. But, and that's just why I was saying that it's like 87% of this country professes to believe in God. Whether they go to church or not, they profess a faith in a higher being. And so, you know, the people in this country need to unite. I have gone to churches. In fact, that's how I got my children back. I went to churches and talked to ministers, and my story came out in the press. And then, I don't know, the Coalition for Religious Freedom in Washington, D.C., that did the documentary and aired it. And then after I got the children back, they flew me to Washington, and I spoke to about 2,000 people. I have no problem with public speaking. It just comes natural for me. But, you know, I'm hoping that maybe with your FreeOurKids.com, I can link it from mine to get this information out, you know, because people need to rally up. I agree.
Yeah, well, Ralph, I want to thank you for having on your program. It's a powerful program. Just to hear, I mean, and Nancy, you do a real good job just explaining. I mean, you sound like someone who has a heart for people, a heart for justice and truth.
Yeah. Well, the prisoners that testified from around the state said everybody, you know, here in Arcadia, everybody knows Nancy Grant. She helps people. She doesn't hurt us. So I had no one say, not one of the prisoners say I harmed them. In fact, they all said that because they got the emergency motion to dismiss, it caused the state, it caused their attorney to get busy on their case and do something.
Uh-huh.
It actually unclogged the system. So, but
right.
They don't want that.
Have you got that motion that's available for people or not?
Yeah, I can get the emergency motion to dismiss out there. Yeah, and it's, in fact, if everybody
sure just,
were to start filing it, it would definitely create a problem.
You have my email address, ralph@justdolly.com. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, do you have my email address?
Yes.
Okay, well, send it to me, and I will send it out.
Okay.
We'll have a couple thousand more people take a look at what you're doing.
Yeah,
there,
it was prepared by a paralegal that's in the Florida Civil Commitment Center. His name is Mac Ritchie. They're hidden. Mm-hmm. The Florida Civil Commitment Centers are hidden from the public. They're they're like concentration camps that are being set up in the United States now.
I admire what you're doing. My thrust has been in the research to thoroughly understand exactly what these guys are doing, and I'm getting, we're going to be taking on the system big time here, understanding now what they actually did. And I would really caution people to really understand, if you think you have Christian values, you cannot be a citizen of the United States. You've signed up with the evil power if you do that.
So we're citizens of our Heavenly Father's government.
Well, that's fine, but we're down here on Earth, and
yeah.
If we have a constitution, and you want access to it,
yeah.
There are only three standings. American citizen means you're born on the land. A citizen of the United States of America, which everybody is naturalized as, also means you can travel amongst any of the sovereign countries.
Yeah.
And when you become domiciled in Florida, you are a citizen of Florida, and that's how you access the Constitution of Florida and not the Constitution of the state of Florida, because I was looking and I saw that in 1968, they changed the Constitution of the, quote, state of Florida, and they revised it. You
yes.
do not revise organic constitutions. They
yes.
are only by external amendments.
I tried to explain in the court when I had my trial and I was on the stand for 2 hours, I explained that it's like there's a hover zone, and that's the corporate constitution. Then underneath it is the organic. That's the organic constitution that we should be governed by, but then you have to pierce that corporate veil.
Well, I got some really sad news, probably shocking news, is that the state of Florida, after the Confederacy,
mm-hmm.
never did enter the union of the several states on an equal footing with the original states as one of the United States of America, because I have the books on all that,
mm-hmm.
and Congress did not allow them to ever enter back into the union of the several states.
Okay.
Well, that's a shocker, isn't it?
Well,
and I'm going to be putting that book out because it has all of the constitutions of Florida prior to the Civil War and after. And you can
well,
see
one of my one of my arguments when I was running for judge and I threw it into the federal court was that I did have some information from Texas and Florida was part of it, that in order to enter the union, they had to agree, come up with a constitution that was in conformity to the United States Constitution, wherein the United States Constitution doesn't say anything about having to be a member of a Florida bar to run for judge or any political office, rather. So I was claiming that I don't have to be a member of the Florida bar to run for judge because it's unconstitutional. So I challenged it in 2004. It's 34021 of the Florida statute. So that's coming back up now because of the fact that the judge that I sued in federal court and that booted me off the ballot in 2004 is the judge that signed the warrant for my arrest.
By the way, that judge that was in the Florida judge, is that still the same judge that was involved in your child custody?
Yes, case? Yes. In 1984, I'm going to be bringing all this up because when I ran for judge and I was sued, the same judge that took my children in 84. Well, when I ran for judge in 2004, he recused himself from my case on his own initiative, so he couldn't reside on my case when I was arrested, but he did. So that made all that moot. So I'm going to be bringing mm-hmm. all that in, too. So there's, you know, I can learn to speak their language and beat them at their own game.
Have you been invited to the Christmas party of the Florida Bar Association yet this year?
The Christmas party?
Yeah, of the Florida Bar Association. That's a joke.
No. Well, no, I'm not their favorite person. The Florida Jail for Judges sued the Florida Bar, and this year also we have an active case that's going to the United States Supreme Court. Montgomery Blair Sibley is an attorney that supports judicial reform, and he contacted me because I was talking about we need to sue the Florida Bar because the Florida Bar was publicizing negative propaganda against Florida Jail for Judges and in their news journal. And I was like, they shouldn't do that. If they're a branch of the Supreme Court, they're to be silent. So we sued the Florida Jail for Judges. It's Florida Jail for Judges versus Florida Bar in the Florida Supreme Court. So that's another reason for them not wanting to take me to the Florida Supreme Court.
Yeah, you did this in state court or you did this in federal court?
This is in state court, and because it's not going anywhere and the Florida Supreme Court is not answering, Montgomery is going to be taking it to the United States Supreme Court. We just discussed it the other day. the Florida Bar stepped out of its box and it became vocal. And it, now that it's done it, it can't take it back. So
well,
they're making some deadly mistakes.
Controlled. The bar associations that were set up are all a ruse, and they put the professional code of conduct and the bylaw. There are no constitutionally secured rights. There is no Bill of Rights in the professional code of conduct.
Yeah.
It is a means with which to silence the attorneys and make them toe the mark.
Yes.
That's what it's all about, and it even says in their own stuff, if in their own professional code of conduct, if there's things that we can't do beyond the professional code of conduct or which the legislature has said that we can do, we're supposed to tell you that. And, of course, they never do. There's also another thing that I would suggest to look into is by contract, anytime they are operating as a public pretender, they have a contract, and I would highly recommend that people that are incarcerated get a copy of that contract. They really don't like to see that they've contracted for money behind the scenes. They can't do what they do as public pretenders unless they have a contract.
Yeah, wow.
And that's another thing to think about when you're dealing with these treasonous criminals, that are these guys that are leeches that are doing all these things. And I'll tell you, I've sat in a courtroom, and when you really thoroughly get a real good understanding of what's going on, it's enough to make you want to go to the bathroom and vomit.
Yeah.
Because these people are coming in there. Some of them are guilty. Some of them aren't.
Yeah.
But they're sitting there with the hope, thinking they're getting a defense. And the whole time, it's all a ruse. It's all set up. And all the jury is doing, because they could indict you for being a pink elephant almost. That's how stupid the juries are, because they don't give them what's really required to ever find you to actually see the evidence. And these people are coming into these courtrooms, and they have no hope.
Mm.
It's a ruse. It's all set up. And I don't need to tell you that. And it's sickening.
Yeah. I'm viewing the freeourkids.com right now. Wow. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Well, Greg's got an interesting case.
Yeah.
I've been working with Greg Pound and, providing legal research to him, because that's what I do. I put it out on the Internet for a lot of people that, to look at these different things. If they want to join the list, I've got a special list. And it's just amazing. I mean,
well,
know how people could sell other people's freedom for money.
One of the things I said when I ran for state representative, and when I established the Christian Party, and the reporter, his name's Greg Martin, and it was my first interview, and he says, what are you going to be accomplishing in running for office? And I said, well, I said, I'm going after to shut down the state. And he fell back in his chair and almost hit the wall behind him, because that's what I said that I was going to do, shut down the state. So I think that's where God's taking me. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to fail. We are not going to fail, because I see that all these cases here. We need to post this on my nancygrant.info, and we can get this out on the Jail for Judges goes national. The Florida Jail for Judges is just one of the states, but we have a political action committee that's registered with the state of Florida. So when I sent my story out on National Jail for Judges, I had calls from 28 states, at least 28 states in contact. So I'm going to get this freeourkids.com out there too. We just need to be connecting all these stories and getting all this out. And
well, I tell you, the thing that I would caution people on is just, can you imagine walking into the NAACP and say, I'm running for office and I want you to vote for me. I want you to be a citizen of the United States, a registered voter, and you can have the same rights as a white citizen? Can you imagine saying that on a platform?
Mm.
Would that be shocking?
Well, people don't understand, and until they do,
it's just the same thing as the churches. The churches go in as 501c3. They are churches of the IRS. That's what they are. And the people walk in, and they've signed up to be this fictitious status. They've abandoned their citizenship. They've abandoned their birthright.
Yeah.
And that's the game. It's all a big deception. And until we understand, It's really a tough thing to understand, but people, until you, do you think that Daniel walked in there, or was there a reason why he went into the lion's den? You can't bow to these guys and pretend to be them and then turn around and say you're a Christian. It doesn't work that way.
And then turn around and say what?
And say you're a Christian. You either stand on one side of the fence or the other, and that's where they hook people. They get you to agree to sell your birthright.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the game. And as soon as you do it, you're into the land of Oz, this fictitious status. And it's real. I mean, once you see it, it's so easy to understand what's going on. But, gosh, it's just nobody wants to. It's just we think we're going to go into the end of Babylon, and we're going to kick Babylon and turn Babylon around, or maybe into Sodom and Gomorrah. It's just not going to happen, folks. You got to get your status right, and we're going to break, and we'll be back for the final short segment here with Nancy Grant out of Florida.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterow, back with the Ralph Winterow Show. Got Nancy Grant on, Unlawful Practice of Law. And before we close out here, for sure, how do people get in contact with you, email-wise, or how would they get a hold of you?
I have a website, nancygrant.info, I-N-F-O. My phone number is 863-494-0363. It's on the website. My email is my first initial N as in Nancy, and then my last name Grant, ngrant@strato, strato.net. Those are my phone number and my email. Well, the new website's going. Go ahead.
Is this organization still up and going, or did they put a gag order on what you were trying to
do? No, I don't have. The gag order was to not communicate with any inmates or any inmates' family members about anything going on at the jail or courthouse. But I'm not communicating with inmates right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm communicating with the world. So.
Okay. Is this organization, is this still up and running then, or?
The Florida Pro Se Bar, they haven't really told me that I have to take it down. It's going into the federal court on the 21st of September. I have until that day to add parties. So I'm going to be filing a motion for an injunction or restraining order against the 12th Circuit here, but if I don't get it, whatever the judge decides to do on the 25th, put me on probation, whatever. But I do have my federal action going, and you know, I just know I'm going to prevail. This is just part of what I'm doing, what God's doing, not me. I've seen him do so many miraculous things this year. And he says a man's mind plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. So each day, you know, he shows me what he wants me to do. I think about what I'm going to do, but when that day comes, you know, we know what we're to do at that moment. I'm horrified at this website. I'm familiar with Safe Children Coalition. They need to have their racketeering. There is a black market for taking children. I know that the district here in Arcadia, I mean, we have three counties in our district. It's DeSoto, Sarasota, and Manatee. Safe Children Coalition has a foster care contract with the Department of Children and Families, so they have to take children to fill their contract. And they don't want problem kids. They want reasonably healthy, well-raised children. But they're not there to help. They're there to take children. So I'm very familiar with Safe Children Coalition because we have one here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. From what I've seen, what they're doing is they're kidnapping children. And that's
yes, they are.
And they take them. They put them in homes. They're pedophiles in there. They're sexually abused. They're beaten. And the foster people normally hardly ever get charged, and they just move them on to another place, and away we go.
Yeah.
And all for money.
Yeah, I'm going to call this number at the bottom of the front page in Largo and get in touch with these people with the freeourkids.com. You know,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, that's Greg Pound.
Yeah.
He's got an astounding case. I mean,
the
problem is that these guys, when they're flat out patently wrong, they won't budge. They will not budge. So,
I don't know if he's gone into federal court. I don't know. I'd have to talk to him.
Well, here's the final music, and I'll tell you our prayers are with you. And if you got one more thing you want to say before they take us off the air?
Just thank you for having me. And I know that we'll be victorious. We just have to stay the course and keep pulling together.
Okay, well, send me the information, and I'll send it out on the brief or whatever you've got there, and we'll put that out there, too.
Okay.
And thanks for being on the show. And
thank you.
We'll probably have you back later on to see how you're doing. With 3